welcome. Open your heart to receive the words of righteousness declared to equip us against the words of darkness. Hearken to these holy words and be empowered to rule and reign.
Lord, I put you in front of my melody. You are all that matter. Only you, Jesus. Lord, I make room for you. You and I. You are all that matter. You are the gaze. You are the goal. I will not lose sight of you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. Less of me, more of you. None of me, all of you. Thank you. Meha. Mehia to siflina tahik kohuk ekik utuk eklit. Mekutu presti kasti. Li presto freno lanista. Help me. Help me. And let your name be glorified. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Blessed be your name, our Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, as the worship was going on, sir, for the first time, it was an experience I never heard before. I just saw, you know, the hidden content of the lamp. It was like it was just opened. And there are things, layers, substances there. But the one that is most obvious, I saw it written there. The thing just stood like this. Meekness. On top of all the things, he said, I read it clearly, sir. Meekness. So where God is actually taking us to, what will make us to finally qualify to be his bride, is meekness. That is a height we must attain. Sir, ma, you can be born again in a day. In fact, to be born again is just a day's job. Yes or no? Getting born again is not a process. You believe, you confess, you become. But to be his bride, is a journey. Back then, like Pastor was explaining to us today, back then, that was in the 80s, in Loyola College, Ibadan here. I think one of the best when it comes to 100 meters, 200 meters, you talk of Benga. Put me on the track, 400 meters. I don't know what will be my result. Wow. But I've discovered that in this journey, sir, it is not a sprint. Most times, when you feel another thing open up.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
So that is why it's so important. If you never done that, you need to start doing it now. One of the things he said, that what is your long-term plan in this race?
Yes.
If yours is, no, you can. If your own is just 2 years, you just discover that after your 2 years journey, you get stuck. You can't press further. But there are men who have gone through what I'll call the stages, dimensions of God. They have crossed many, many, many bridges. And they are still standing. There are men who have been part of the move of the Holy Ghost across the globe. Their generation, 2-3 generations after them, and they are still standing. So that is why we must not get to a point where you feel you have achieved. You want to rest. You want to settle. That's why I tell people, when you get married, you say, now I can settle. You can't settle in marriage. The same thing in life, in this journey. You cannot, you must not get to a point where you feel, I cannot rest. I was sharing with somebody before I left Ondo. I said, do you think it is ordinary when in one of the Yoruba songs, Christian Mati, why see me? Ani otalowa ma shora. That is, a Christian, as a child of God, don't seek what? Don't. Because you are in the midst of what? And you will tell yourself, and that's just one of the deceptions of the enemy. You tell yourself, me, na jeje they go. I know they hurt anybody, but somebody is seeking your downfall. Daily, that you even slept and you woke up. To worsen the whole thing, that you wake up in the morning, you get dressed, and you tell people around you, I'm going to office. It's annoying. It will annoy some people that they begin to set trap on the way for you. But you are not hurting any hand. But there is a lion that is seeking to consume you. A man that wouldn't hurt an ant. But there is a roaring lion seeking to devour you. So if you are not careful, if you are not focused, you'll be devoured. So becoming, thank you, sir, for even the way the word came. The first thing I know that came to me, I said, thank you, Jesus. It is a process. It's not just a day's journey. Becoming. Even the word is a present continuous tense. So it's not something you just wake up and become. So you have to be made. You have to be processed. It's a journey. But the most beautiful thing is, if you endure and you go through it, you will become it. Do you know that even he that is called the bridegroom, he too had to be prepared?
Yes.
He too had to suffer. Amen. Qualified.
Amen.
To become.
Amen.
The bridegroom.
Hallelujah.
So if he went through that, you think the bride will just become. She too, she will have to be prepared. Mommy. Was it the day he proposed to you, you got married? The day you pick the date, that was the day you got married. I don't know. I wish I should just give you the mic. Just to give us just 1-2 minutes about the preparation. How, I don't know whether your gown was sewn at the, maybe it was just bought, already made, or you know the tailor that it was bought. Okay. Mine was not bought. It was sewn. The one that is sewn, ma, you know how you be on the neck of the... That's actually what I'm trying. That is where I'm going. How you'll be calling and visiting, and you'll be testing and testing and testing so that it will fit. So, to because it's not, you know, it's, the issue is not just coming out like this that day. So many things has happened that even she wearing it, she will be so confident of herself. Do you know psychologically, if anything is missing or is displaced, even in the sewing of the garment, she will not be able to comport herself. So if we do all of that naturally, you think Jesus Christ will just pick anybody as his wife? If my parents wouldn't allow me just to pick a woman, just any woman, as my wife, you think God and the Holy Spirit will allow Jesus to pick just anybody in the name of I'm a Christian? Sir, they will scrutinize you in and out. They will check your motive. They will check your now till your end to make sure that this one is qualified to sit with the Son of Righteousness. So it's actually work. It is not a matter of mouth. Sir, confession alone will not do it. So we must be ready to be made. And for me, thank God for yesterday. Honestly, thank God I was not resting in the hotel. Thank God for that. Thank God for Pastor Tayo. In fact, I will recommend that, please, all of us, please, I need that message. Honestly. You know, I told you, are sitting beside me. When he opened Matthew 25, I said, "Kilo she Pastor Tayo bayi." Because before I left the hotel room, that was the scripture the Lord gave to me. The 10 virgins. So I won't repeat the things he said. But just to let you know that the Holy Ghost is actually working. He's saying the same thing to us. But thank God for Esther. Let's open to the book of Esther. Esther chapter 2. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, is it actually a long read? Will you permit us that we go through? Now, let's read from verse 1. Just about 18 verses there we'll read. After these things, when the wrath of the king Ahasuerus was appeased, He remembered Vashti and what she had done and what was decreed against her. Please stay. Who was Vashti? Who was Vashti? A queen. Set beside who? Who was Ahasuerus? The king. Let's just follow. I know you know the story. A decree was decreed against her because she was not beautiful. But just because of what she did, she was rejected. And her crown was taken away from her. So, ma, it is not every Christian that will eventually sit. As we are walking, don't go contrary to God. You can be kicked out. Scripture tells us, if a man has been righteous, book of Ezekiel, and at the point he stopped being righteous, he decided to go into iniquity, what happens to him? His righteousness will what? Will never be remembered again. And so that is why we even need to be able to get to a place where we begin to judge things rightly. A man has been a womanizer. He has been, you know, a wicked soul for 5-10 years. But one day, he turns. He said, all the wicked things he has done, will what? Will never be remembered again. But you and I, we are still holding on to. He impregnated that sister. He must be judged. By that point, heaven, even if you go to God and, sir, remember the abortion, he will crack his brain. I don't understand what you are talking about. What are you talking about? So we need to be careful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 2. Then said the king's servant that ministered unto him, let there be a fair young virgins sought for the king, and let the king appoint officers in all the provinces of the kingdom, of his kingdom, that they may gather together all their fair young virgins unto Shushan, the palace, to the house of women, unto the custody of Age, the king's chamberlain, keeper of the women, and let their things of purification be given them. They are things of what? They are things of what? So it's not just that you are a virgin that qualifies you to be a bride. There is a process of purification. And let the king appoint officers all in all the provinces of the kingdom, that they may gather together all their fair young virgins unto Shushan, the palace, to the house of the women. Verse 4, please. And let the maiden which pleaseth the king be queen instead of Vashti. May you not be replaced, though. Yeah. And the thing pleased the king, and he said, and he did so. Next verse. Now in Shushan the palace, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite. Remember Kish? You remember Kish? So, they are able to trace him.
Yes.
Who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity which had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away, and he brought up Hadash, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. She too, she has a qualification here. She's beautiful. She's fair. But that was not enough. Don't choose by sight. My wife didn't look like it. My wife didn't look like it. I don't know, sir, whether she looked like it. I never wanted her as a wife. Sister, yeah, prayer partner, we are good to go. But to be a wife, because somehow I had an understanding of what it means for somebody to be your wife. More so, I know a day will come, I will pronounce it with my mouth that for better, for worse, till death do us part. So it's not just a day's job. Till because she, honestly, we know. And to an extent, also, I didn't look like it. In fact, it wasn't the only thing. Grandma now said, Iwo kuru? Oh, now kuru? Ewa ma bidu afjo? Do you understand that? That she's, I am short. Then our children will be, but the baby of the house, he's far taller than me. When I talk to him now, he doesn't follow. But you must see with another eyes. Because at that time, my wife was doing keke for her head, for her hair. You know, using rubber. That was what I was talking. So she thought, make our wedding, on our wedding day, it was just white powder and lip gloss. That was 95. But one day, I called her. I said, this thing that you said you will not use, did God tell you that it is sin? She said, no. So that settled a lot of things. I said, okay. Well, let's cross this bridge first. We know how to handle it. Since it is not a sin, and wearing of trousers and all that is not a sin. She said, no, no problem. So we are good to go. You know? So after wedding, I discovered she was not yet using it. I said, I will go to market and buy this thing. Honestly, except for the event, you know, since Sunday, she has stopped just looking a normal way and other things like that. But today, somebody that gladdens my heart.
Hallelujah.
From there, it gladdens. I'm happy I didn't mismarry.
Yeah.
Sir, a journey of 30 years and how many months? We clocked 30 November. Yes, 30. 3 and 0. And at times I look at my, somebody will say, I said, no, be me. I never wanted that. I didn't know that there's a hidden beauty. So I tell people, when they say beauty is in the eye of the beholder, it is what you can see. So my conclusion about everybody on the earth, male, female, is there's nobody that is not handsome. There's nobody that is not beautiful. It is what you can see. As far as you can see. Sir, ma, if you are able to see beyond the veil, Scripture says, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. If your focus is on the flesh, not the heart, anything can happen to flesh. Oh, while we were cutting, our hair was as long as here. The natural hair. And I love long hair. That was one of the physical things that just attracted me to her. I love her for the air. But after this boy came. Sorry. His hair was as coily as anything. I didn't know. Only for her to go back and retouch her hair. And lo and behold, the thing started dropping. I said, Jesus. But I learned also that if my love for her was based on the air, so I tell brothers, if why you want to marry that sister is because I'm not being vulgar. If because of her pointed breast, after the first, second child, the thing will drop off. Then your love, your care, your everything will do what? Will drop. Come and ask me. What this man did to my wife? It took heaven to win him. Sorry, hey son, this is not my message. I'm sorry. So there's something God also is looking for in us. There's something he's looking for in us. Before we'll be qualified to sit with him.
Thank you, sir.
So when he's coming with demand, please align. Yeah. To be sincere, sir, there's a song we used to sing then in Holy Ghost Center. Nothing in this world can satisfy. Okay, Emma. Okay, that's good. That's a song you should be singing every day. Wealth? Said, what is it about this life without Christ? There's nothing. Please, stop pursuing vanity. Anything outside Christ is vanity. You think Solomon was foolish when he said vanity upon vanity? All is vanity. We need them. We need them. We need them. But they are not our pursuit. But if those things are the reason why you are faithful in church, you are just faithful in court. So that he will bless me and prosper me. If that is why, you are digging your own pit, you'll be disappointed. I'm begging, appealing to you. Take your eyes, your heart off these things. Don't pursue them. Don't pursue them. Don't test after them. Like we heard the other time. Don't hunger after them. They are perishable. In fact, if you are not careful, they will disqualify you from becoming his bride. Yes. Sorry, can we go back to Esther? Fear, Tasselia. Verse 8. So it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan, the palace, to the custody of Haggai, that Esther was brought also unto the king's house, to the custody of Haggai, keeper of the women. And the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him, and he speedily gave her the things for purification, with such things as belonged to her, and seven maidens which were meet to be given her out of the king's house, and he preferred her and her maids unto the best place of the house of the women. Now, Esther had not shown her people nor her kindred, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not show it. And Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house and know how Esther did and whatsoever become of her. Now, just keep there. Keep me there. Stay there. 10 and 11. Now, here, scripture says Esther had not shown herself to the people. So her identity was still hidden to the people. Why? Because her father, Mordecai, instructed her strictly. How many of us are strictly obeying instruction from our father and our mother? The reason why a lot of us are exposed and stripped of God's glory and God's presence is because we are not strictly obeying. We have our ways and our path. If some of us, we know more than them. Maybe you even have better certificate more than them. You can even be more connected than them. But that instruction cannot come from you to them. Divinely, it is from them to you. And it's for your safety that you keep to instruction. One thing that helped Esther, it was that instruction, and she kept to it. Somebody else among the maidens, you know, maybe she would have flaunted herself. More so, the man in charge preferred her, gave her a special place. That's enough for her to just develop shoulder pad. She had an advantage over others. But she became meeker. She hid herself. One, verse 11. He said, Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house to know there is one that is watching over you part time. They are not physically with you, but spiritually they are guiding you, they are watching over you, and they will give account. So let it be that their work is done with ease by keeping to what? Instruction. Don't jump out. Stay in. Keep your head safe. save your life. There are devourers outside there. Praise the Lord. Verse 12. Now when every maid's turn was come to go in to the king Ahasuerus, after that she had been 12 months. That means, sir, that was why I said, it's not the same day, it's not the same moment you are discovered that you become. The state of purification, the period of purification, it was how many months? 12 good months. That means a whole year. There were different spices, different oil. Because the reason why they do all of that is because you can't appear carelessly before the king. If it would take 12 months to prepare a maid, if at this stage, sir, you don't even know whether you will qualify or not. Esther was not the only person. So you don't have assurance. Sir, we stand by faith, by grace. But we have this living hope inside of us that if we continue in this path, we will get there. So, for 12 months, this maiden, this virgin, you know, all of them, they were also virgins, like we have been told. They were there. So when demands, when pastor is telling you this, that, please, don't seek your own righteousness. You know, there are people who form their own righteousness. Praise the Lord. For so were the days of their purifications accomplished, to wit, 6 months with what? Oil of myrrh. And 6 months with what? Sweet odors. So, in applying that, there's a particular way that the odor coming out from you to the king must not be offensive. You must not, you know, there's a way, naturally, there's a way people develop body odor. The same way, the eyes of the Lord are too holy to behold iniquity. That means they will take you through, they will x-ray you, that before you are qualified to be, they will note that x-ray you, iniquity, the nature of iniquity, the nature of sin, is actually totally out of you. So 6 months for this, 6 months for that. And with other things for the purifying of the women. And thus came every maiden unto the king, whatsoever she desired was given her, you know, to go with her out of the house of the women unto the king's house. In the evening she went. On the morrow she returned into the second house of the women. That means once you go in and you come back, you have seen result. I don't know whether you understand. The going in, definitely, like we know, sir, is not just the king just looking at your face and just, okay, you are beautiful, you are not beautiful, and other things like that. The king sleeps with you if he's satisfied, whatsoever. Now, I don't even now know, sir. It's just a question inside my heart. What makes the king to choose A and leave B? She came in unto the king no more, except the king delighted in her and that she was called by her name. How many names does the king want to store after sleeping with them for the first time? Now, when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was to come in unto the king, she required nothing. Nothing. Nothing extra. Nothing outside the prescribed curriculum. Nothing outside it. She's not gathering something as different from what is required. The same way, when you begin to seek revelation and other things outside the scripture, you go into error. But what Agel, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. So Esther was taken unto the king Ahasuerus into the house of House Royal in the 10th month, which is the month of Tabel, in the 7th year of his reign. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know the rest of the story? Yes, Esther was chosen. Yeah. Esther was crowned as the queen, as the bride to King Ahasuerus. And she took her seat. Yeah. Now, sir, another question that came to my mind is, naturally, Vashti might even be more beautiful outwardly than Esther. But it's not actually the external thing, because something was in Vashti that disqualified her. She was disobedient. Before you knew it, she built a kingdom in the palace for herself. God is not looking for a bride that will become another king in his kingdom. There can only be one. And every other person, every other thing, we bow to him. So that's why this journey, this thing, this becoming is not a joke. If heaven is not joking, sir, those of us who are ministers here, we must not be joking. We must be sure that the people we are preparing, they are the ones that we qualify. Not the ones that will, you know, like Lucifer, that will divide the kingdom, that will seek to build his own, you know, his own kingdom. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, so so God grace found Esther. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Last verse. Then the king made a great feast unto all the princes and his servants, even Esther's feast. Now, it became a name. It became a feast. I guess they observe it every year. Esther's feast. There are people who, even today, you know, I know one of our fathers in faith, Bishop Walioke. Yeah. Mommy always have feast of Esther. You are aware of that every year. Praise the Lord. And he made a release to the provinces and gave gifts according to the state of the king. Because of, you know, a law went out because of Vashti. And a law went out because of Esther. Vashti was laying a precedence that will affect the core of God's plan for the home. And God saw that in her. That was why she was disqualified. So I tell women, you might be 100 times better than your husband. Before you say yes, ask yourself this sincere question. Can I submit? My wife's salary is... it will swallow my own times two. Both of us are still civil servants. What she brings in is times three what I bring in. Yet, I force her to buy things for herself. She'll collect her salary and tell me, Ifemi, what is your salary? Kinegavishi. Don't be me now. It's your salary. She finished her master's. At the point I started talking to her, they are not stopping there. For your information, I don't even have master's. You are continuing. Within the next 1 year plus, I'll be out of the whole system. So if I don't advise me that you don't know it would be, I don't need it. I said you continue. Why? I told her whatever you become in Adeyemi College of University, they are bringing it home.
Yeah.
You get to a place, they give you official car. I will sit down there. Your driver will drive me. You are not Mrs. somebody, you are Mrs. me.
Yes, sir.
So whatever you become is me.
Yes.
So why should I be competing with you?
Yes.
God forbid. Yeah, I don't want you to be richer than me. Rich. The money is coming to where? It's coming to where? Reach it. He's only a foolish man to be competing with your wife. She must not be seen. Okay. I pity you. I asked you a question, sir. Why is the lamb called the bridegroom? He's the one that grooms the bride. Scripture says he is the one that will wash. After washing and is clean, she's clean. Now present her to himself. So he will groom you.
Amen.
He will wash you.
Amen.
Ah, I don't know. I know this generation. You never did any hard play and rough play that will make you to sustain injuries, that will demand your mother to help you to treat the wound. I went through it. Because I won't stay in one place. You know the one that they will be doing with hot water and clothes. And you are trying to do like this. My mom will just dip the thing inside hot water and just twitch it in your mouth. You don't know anything. And do and press the thing there next time. But that will not let that one be healed. Next time, you will still jump out. So when God is working on us, it's not palatable. There's no correction. There's no training of this time that is palatable. But the son, the father loveth. He does what? So when we are going through chastisement, that is just love. But we are not seeing as love. We see it as hatred. Oh, God. Why me? Why me? Where is your eyes? His eyes has ever been where his eyes has ever been. He didn't turn his eyes when Jesus Christ was hanging on the cross. Because he couldn't behold iniquity. You understand what I'm trying to say? So when it is your turn to go through the grooming, go through the pain. Endure hardness as a good soldier. Because there's something he wants to bring out of you. Until what will please the king was brought out of Esther. She didn't even appear. She was not presented. Until that process was completed. Some of us will jump. That's why we get there. We find something else there. Don't jump. Stay put. Tell your friend, don't jump. Stay there. Go through. Go through. You will not die there. So allow the bridegroom to work on you until he finishes with you. And when he looks at you, you are pleasing to him. Then he will bring you in. I used to tell people, poor performance. The Lord changed it yesterday. I wrote it down. 5 P's. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. I used to say it another way before. Okay, I used to say prior preparation prevents poor performance. But yesterday at my study, he said proper preparation prevent what? Poor performance. Here, I wouldn't go through, like I said, I wouldn't go through the 5 foolish virgins and the wise ones. You know, these are some of the instructions the Lord will have me write down. Let me just read them out to us. Instructions. Guide against distraction and distractors. Guide against what? Distractions and distractors. There are actually distractors even in the body of Christ. I think Pastor Dime, you talked about it the other time. So please. And when it starts the teaching on those things, please don't absent yourself from church. As this thing can help you, it can also send you to hell. Recently, sir, I just discovered, even on Facebook, on Reels, if you are not careful, you get lost. You get entangled. Then he said, guide against discouragement and discouragers. Discouraging situations will come. There are people around, you know, they are discouragers. They won't help you. They won't aid you to keep on in the Lord. Guide against them. Then, I don't know who is in the house. You are at a crossroad on certain things. I don't know just what he reveals to me, what he tells me. I don't go beyond that. He said, don't give up. He said, go forward. He said, go forward. I don't know who you are. You're about to make a decision. You are confused. You don't know what to do. And whatsoever, you have prayed, you have done all manner of things. The Lord is asking me to tell you, go forward. Go forward. Go forward. He said, press on. Go forward. Don't give up. Don't give up. And that's actually one of the words to that brother, I think to us all also. He said, you don't look like it now. You don't resemble that dream, that vision now. Don't give up. You will soon become like the original image. Praise the Lord.
Words has spirit. Words has life has come unto you. Now is the season to walk in the things spoken. For more messages, visit our website at www.facetagate.org. Stay blessed.